something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and I'm thrilled to have Gwyneth Strong on the line. Good morning, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Can I tell you that for the last 11 years, there has not been a week when I have visited my in-laws when Only Fools and Horses has not been on the telly when I've arrived. And I am not even joking about that. There is an obsession in their house.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely. Yeah.
So, of course, Gwyneth played Cassandra. I love the way Rodney used to say that. Cassandra in Only Fools and
Very
Horses.
Very good. Good accent you got there.
Yeah. Could be better. For many, many years. And what an experience. We will be talking about why you're coming to Dublin now in just a second. But I couldn't not talk about the elephant in the room because it's such a part of everyone's life as well. Only Fools and Horses. When you got that job originally, you must have been absolutely thrilled, were you?
I was, yes, but I have said this before, but when I first got that role, I was supposed to be doing a couple of episodes, so I was excited, but it wasn't anything that I thought it was going to be.
Oh, so were you only supposed to, like, maybe go on a date or two? Was it, you weren't supposed to end up marrying Rodney?
No, that's right.
Cassandra was so posh, wasn't she? Like, she was very different to Del Boy and Rodney.
She was.
And he was almost embarrassed at his background and pretending to be kind of, wasn't he? He was mortified.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. Yeah, it was a very good way for John Sullivan to work in so much of that kind of class comedy.
Oh, such an amazing programme and still so popular to this day. I mean, it's so funny when Del Boy would start speaking French as he thought was French, but it was making up French. And what an absolute privilege, though, working alongside Dave Jason and Nicholas Lundhurst as well. I read that your parents both worked at the BBC and they weren't too keen on you becoming an actress. So how did it happen?
Well, yes, because I was I got my first job when I was 10 years old, so I was a child actress, and they didn't think that was a good idea, especially as they worked in the business and probably thought, no, don't think so. I think my photograph ended up at an agent's office through another child actor, and one thing led to another, and they sort of said, oh, all right, we'll let you do this one job. And then there was no stopping me really once I got going.
And was the money great? Because you always hear these stories about, you know, child actors, especially if they're doing commercials or anything like that, they're getting paid an absolute fortune. So the parents want them to do it.
I didn't get paid a fortune. I was at the theatre, in the theatre.
So
there was no fortune. But when you're that age, anything's a lot of money because it's more than your pocket money.
Yeah, and it was your money because you'd earned it and you could spend. Do you remember what you spent your stuff on back in your money on back in the day when you were a kid?
Yeah, clothes.
Clothes. Oh yeah, clothes. Mad for the clothes. Is it a curse for you now, the Only Fools and Horses thing, like the fact that you're recognised so much from that, because you still basically look the same, don't you?
Oh, thank you. Well, you can come again. It's wonderful, and it opens lots of doors for me, and because it's such a loved program, like, people when they come up, they're always so moved and happy, and you know, you just get lovely response from people, and that makes all the difference, really.
Yeah, because I say there's a lot of actors, you know, when they're going for jobs and they're giving in, like, the list of work that they've done, and they're saying, oh, I was in this and I was in that, and there could be shows that people haven't really heard of. The minute you say Only Fools and Horses and Cassandra, everybody knows what you're talking about. Of course, you did EastEnders as well. Like, you've done quite a lot on telly, but you've also done a lot on theatre. And this is the reason we're talking today. You're coming to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, which, by the way, I starred in the Gaiety Theatre myself when I was age 8 as a tap dancer. That's my claim to fame.
Wow.
Oh God, the photographs. And that was my one and only time ever on that stage. But it was the Gaiety, so it's my claim to fame. But I remember we had the makeup like literally caked on the face because of all the lights. You couldn't look washed out. So I just remember like having these big rouge cheeks.
Oh, amazing. Lovely.
Great times. But you are going to be doing an Agatha Christie called The Mousetrap. Tell me all about this.
I'm sure a lot of people already know that it's been running in the West End forever, and it's one of the longest running theatre shows ever, with the most performances. So it's very, very popular, but it hasn't toured that often. And I don't think it's toured to Ireland before at all. So it's a real opportunity for people to see it. If you know, they're not going to travel to London for any reason, it's coming on your doorstep, really. And the show is looked after very well, so that it's very, very true to the original that she wrote. obviously you have different casts, so different life comes to it with each person playing the role again. And it's just so exciting. It's such a clever piece.
So were you doing it in the West End, or are you just doing it in Ireland?
No, I toured it once before, a couple of years ago. They asked if I'd like to do it again for this. This is the 70th anniversary tour from when it was originally done in Nottingham 70 years ago, the first performance. So it's quite a lovely historical thing to be part of.
Your colleagues and your castmates all have something in common as well, in that they were also in EastEnders. So Todd Carty and also John Altman, so they're in it as well. Do you know them separately to kind of life in on telly? Do you know them from theatre as well, or is this new?
I don't know them well, but I do know them both because we're similar ages. And Todd was a child actor like me, so we've got that in common. And I was, delighted to be able to work with them both. Lovely.
Yeah, Todd was doing all the commercials, making a load of money back in the day, and Grange Hill and everything. Oh, it's great. So the jobs are still coming in. Are you going to keep on working right up until the very end? There are so many people who literally are addicted to work.
You know, I do like working, but I'm not addicted to work. I just had a lovely couple of months off. I'm a grandma now, so I love my time with my grandchildren, and I do all that. My ideal to have a bit of both. I wouldn't like to never work, but I don't want to work all the time. So it works really well for me.
Yeah.
It's
nice
very
balance.
Good for that, because you have a blast of it, and then you see, I like the balance at this age. But no, I've got no plans to hang up. What would you hang up when you're an actress? My costume.
I don't know exactly.
Think of it then.
Well, I'm sure your family would be delighted to hear that you like the balance, because that means that you're available for babysitting, which always comes
know,
in very handy. How old are the grandchildren?
I'm very good at babysitting. They're 5-year-old twin boys.
Okay, you're experienced with 5-year-olds. This is great. I have a 5-year-old girl. Yeah. She needs to be babysat. Uh-oh. You are going to be here in Dublin in October. So if
I can't do evenings.
You're going to be busy. Okay. All right. I'll take an afternoon. Anytime you have, I'll take it. Listen, Gwen.
I know what it's like.
So good catching up. Thanks so much for taking our call today. And we look forward to seeing you in Dublin. Thanks so much, Gwyneth Strong.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.